easier to get in than out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. New York State's Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is expected to file a lawsuit this morning against the brokerage Charles Schwab. That's according to today's Wall Street Journal. The suit reportedly focuses on how Schwab marketed and sold something called auction rate securities. And that requires a little explanation. Marketplace's Elisa Roth joins us from New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Elisa, what are auction rate securities?
Auction rate securities are a kind of investment tool. They're usually issued by big places like municipalities, and they give the issuer a way to borrow money for a long time, but pay only short-term interest rates, so those are the lower rates. Now, those rates get reset periodically at auctions, and that's where the name comes from. And what those auctions do is they give investors the chance to turn the investments over. So in theory, anyway, the investors can get their money out whenever they want to.
Yes, that's the theory. Now, what is the problem?
Well, you can get your money out of these securities anytime you want, as long as somebody else is willing to buy them. But last year, the market for these securities pretty much froze up, so investors were stuck.
Which brings us to this lawsuit about to be brought, reportedly, by New York against Schwab. What's that about?
Well, the lawsuit says Schwab misled investors about the risks that were involved in buying these securities, so including how easy it would be to get their money out again. Now, it's important to say that Schwab isn't the only one in this situation. Regulators have accused places like Goldman Sachs and Merrill Lynch of doing the same thing, but most of them have already agreed to pay investors back. Schwab says it's impossible to have predicted that the market would freeze up like this and that it was itself misled about how risky the whole business is.
Marketplace. This is Elisa Roth in New York. Thanks. Now for some sad music. That's because European markets are down about 2% this morning. Asian markets dove, with Hong Kong and Singapore losing 3%, as did Tokyo, even though Japan is the latest country to come out of recession, reporting some growth last quarter. Oil has tumbled below $66 a barrel. Last week, Wall Street snapped a four-week win streak. The S&P 500 lost 0.6% on the week, and the Dow ended the week off 0.5% at 9,321. Switzerland's biggest bank, UBS, will hand over the names of thousands of American clients to settle a tax evasion case. That's the latest from Swiss press reports. Tax experts say this case has damaged one of Switzerland's most prized possessions, bank secrecy. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
The United States and UBS are expected to reveal the details of the settlement later this week, but two Swiss newspapers claim they have a pretty good idea about the deal. They say that UBS will hand over the names of up to 5,000 American account holders suspected of dodging taxes. Switzerland is insisting the deal does not require it to change its domestic law, so its bank secrecy remains intact. Stephen Platt, a London-based lawyer, is skeptical about that claim.
It's slightly disingenuous to say that banking secrecy remains intact at the same time that you're handing over the details of 5,000 account holders.
The U.S. had been seeking the names of 52,000 American account holders. It reportedly settled for less because it was worried about pushing UBS over the edge and triggering another financial crisis. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com.
The price of gas has been rising the last few months, as you probably know, right along with the stock market, which seems like bad news when you're standing with the nozzle in your tank. But the increase has been great for the people who maintain our streets and highways because road repairs are funded through gas taxes. In fact, governments are worrying about what's going to happen to that revenue if more and more people start buying hybrids and plug-in electric cars. As Mitchell Hartman reports from Portland, Oregon, the search is on for a new way to tax motorists.
I started this story by getting in my Toyota Prius and driving about an hour south on I-5 to the state capitol, where I went to see Jim Witte of the Oregon Department of Transportation. I just drove from Portland to Salem, took just about exactly a gallon of gas, since I get about 46 miles to the gallon.
That's great for the environment. It's just that if a lot of people start doing that with highly fuel-efficient vehicles, the revenues for the road start dropping off because people aren't paying gas tax. If you want to keep the roads up, we got to find a solution.
Witte is in charge of finding that solution in Oregon. His office did a pioneering study of 300 drivers whose vehicles were wired to pay a mileage tax. Every time they pulled up to the pump, a Wi-Fi receiver logged how far they'd driven. The tax was then added to their bill. They could be charged a higher rate for driving during rush hour. The main concern of the Oregon drivers? Privacy. Congress has now funded a nationwide study of drivers from Wichita to Albuquerque to Miami. University of Iowa researcher John Kuhl will be gauging how willing Americans are to having Uncle Sam sit on their dashboard.
Our cell phones that we all carry around in our pockets are certainly implicitly tracking where we go and providing information about our behavior in much more explicit ways than a system like this would. Yet we're much more likely to accept that compromise of our privacy.
Because, says Kuhl, we get cell phone service in return. A system that tracked real-time mileage using GPS could offer services that motorists might want. Oregon's Jim Witte says that could outweigh privacy objections.
The devices ought to be able to do other things than raise revenue, to make their driving easier. For example, predicting the time on a specific route for getting home, identifying congestion and alternative routes.
If politicians do eventually roll out a mileage tax, it won't happen overnight. Revenues from the gas tax are now flat. They're not expected to fall precipitously until a lot more fuel-efficient vehicles are out on the road around the year 2020. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We'd like to hear how the recession is affecting you. In fact, at our website, we are using your stories to help us craft our coverage of healthcare. We're asking, has the healthcare system failed you? Let us know at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.